BBC Essex Travel.
Well, quite rightly on the Dave Monk programme today, we have been covering the Walk of Witness that is taking place in the city of Chelmsford. Now, these Walks of Witness are taking place all over the country at the moment. And Colin is in Southend. Morning, Colin.
Good morning.
Are you actually on a walk at the moment?
I am right at this point in time. I'm in Chalkwell Park in Southend. The service is going on right now. There are about 100 or so people here, and they're all having a good time.
Excellent. And tell me about the walk. Where did it go from and to?
Well, it started at the St. Saviour's Church in Westcliff and is currently in the Chalkwell area. It is sort of picking up pace as people walk along the London Road in Southend.
Excellent. And what else is going on there?
Well, right now they are distributing some bread and they are showing acts of kindness towards one another. But one of the reasons why I want to share what's happening this weekend is something that's particularly happening in Southend tomorrow in the Southend town centre. There are obviously things happening today because it's Good Friday and things happening on Sunday because it's a Sunday. But tomorrow, at the plaza just in front of the Odeon in Southend there, there'll be stages set up, not just the usual kind of singing and talking, but there'll be also health checks. There'll also be people on hand to give advice about relationships and life issues and that sort of thing.
What a brilliant idea.
And yes, it's going to be a massive event. We've got a drum corps coming from Chatham in Kent and from Lewisham. They are award-winning groups that are going to be performing up and down the high street. We've also got Little Havens joining us as we also collect some money for the Adjura Appeal, which is supporting a range of projects around the world, 120 different countries, but in the UK here, supporting disability training for adults working with people with disabilities, and also people with special needs as well too.
Real community event, actually, not only just spreading the word, but spreading the action as well.
It's about loving action, and that's what it's really meant to be about. It's not just about rhetoric and words, about sharing the love.
And you were saying earlier on that there's about 100 people there at the thing at the moment?
There are, yes. Well, possibly even a bit more than that.
How does that compare with the past?
This is my first time. I've never been to an event like this before, I must admit.
Right, and are you feeling good, obviously, at the moment? You sound as though you're feeling good.
I am, but I'm telling you, I'm feeling good. I'm also feeling particularly excited about tomorrow because that event is going to be starting about 11 o'clock and we're welcoming the public to come and join us for that. It's going to be another wonderful atmosphere. There'll be hot soup being handed out as well too. And if you don't mind, could I also give a little plug for myself? Because tomorrow at 3 o'clock on the high street, I'll be doing a sponsored shave for this particular charity here. Right now, my face is covered with hair. I've not shaved or even combed my hair for a good few months. But tomorrow, it's all coming off in public and raising some money. I've got a Just Giving web page as well. So if anybody wishes to
go on.
Can I? Oh, yeah. You're so kind. it's justgiving.com/. Dr. Colin Gordon, all one word, DrColinGordon. And it all pretty much goes towards the charity. It's about 4%, which is the minimal amount for administrative costs. Everything else goes to that particular charity there, helping children and adults in this and other countries.
All right, Colin. Well, he's not backward in coming forward. That's the good man. Why not? And that is, as I say, that's it in practice rather than, as he was saying himself, just the rhetoric.